To the rural news with Maya Murray in Ōtautahi. Kia ora, good morning to you.
Morena, Gaian.
We're all looking at eggs this morning. What's your angle?
Well, it seems like there's a bit of panic buying going on with this egg shortage. There definitely is a shortage, but we've got one free-range egg farmer saying that she thinks that the panic buying, it is exacerbating the problem. Of course, panic buying, it's a term that we all became very familiar with in the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic. All of a sudden, toilet paper and flour were at the top of everyone's grocery lists. And the Poultry Industry Association says New Zealand still is around 400,000 laying hens short. And it is going to be months before the situation improves. That's because even though farmers are buying more chicks, it does take 18 weeks before they start laying. And free-range egg farmer Brogan White, she says she's getting calls from cafes, supermarkets and greengrocers who are all desperate for more eggs. But there's no quick fix to the shortage.
I think the phone will keep ringing, and I think customers, you know, if I'm, you know, honest, I think the customers are, a lot of the public are buying probably more than what they need because there's so much, you know, talk about an egg shortage. But, yeah, I don't think it's going to repair itself, and it's not going to be a quick fix. It's like we've got a restaurant coming on board that we've been waiting to come on board for a while, and he's actually just gone and done his whole menu egg-free. So there are, you know, restaurants and people trying to come up with alternatives until we can supply.
And Brogan White says, unfortunately, the shortage has hit at a time when costs on farm are soaring.
We've had major increases of our feed, our chicks. You know, all of our running costs have actually gone through the roof, and that's why a lot of these small free-range farmers are shutting down, because we just cannot make ends meet when the prices are going higher and higher, and the only option we've got is to increase the price of our eggs.
That's Brogan White. And another farmer we spoke to, they sell their eggs at a farmer's market in Canterbury, and said people are lining up an hour before the market opens just to get their hands on some eggs. They're also having to turn away customers who are calling on the phone every day. There will be more on the story later in Morning Report, I understand.
Yeah, we've had a number of people buying their own hens in the cities, which is quite funny. Seen a few.
Haven't been tempted, Gaian?
Wandering around. No, I nearly ran one over the other day. No, I haven't.
Chicken cross the road, Guy?
Well, that's what I asked it. But, yeah, it looked like he was just trying to get to the other side. But, yeah, I don't think I love my eggs that much that I'll be going out and doing that.
Fair enough.
From eggs to sheep, no sheep at the Rotorua ANP show. What's going on here?
Well, this is actually the second time in the show's 114-year history that it's having to cancel its shearing competition on Sunday. The shearing event, it's part of a nationwide competitive shearing circuit. It culminates later in the season with the Golden Shears in Masterton. But late last year, the Rotorua ANP Show Association, it failed to secure enough suitable sheep to shear, with many already shorn to beat the heat. And President Heather Brake says it's the same problem again.
We tried to find sheep that hadn't been shorn due to the rain and that, but because, you know, the rain and then the sun and the rain and temperatures and everything can, you know, or the ones that had enough didn't have enough sheep for us that had sheep still, you know, because we needed to have 1,000 sheep to pick from to get down to our 800. Yeah, and, you know, to get 800 sheep in our area at the moment, we can't do that. We have to go further afield, which means, you know, trucking costs an extra as well and everything, which we're prepared to do to have the show. But at this stage, it's just been such a mucky last few months.
And Heather Brake says this weekend's show, it will still have the usual wood chopping and equestrian events. And that wraps up the rural news for this morning.
Thanks, Maya Murray out of Christchurch this morning with the rural news.